Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Listening and hearing are not the same thing. If you have ever had children, if you've ever been a child, you know that this is true. Children can hear you. You can tell them to do something and they might hear the sound of your voice. It doesn't mean that they have listened to you. It doesn't mean that they have actually heard what you've said. When I was a child, and it still happens occasionally now, if I'm engrossed in a book and someone talks to me, it might activate my ears, the sound waves, but it doesn't mean that I've heard the person who's talking to me. Sometimes I think it's probably like all of the adults in the Charlie Brown cartoons. Wah, 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 wah. That's all people, the children, hear. The people who are surrounding Jesus in the temple, they have heard Jesus' words. Their ears work perfectly fine, but they haven't heard Jesus. They say, "Why don't you give us an answer? We've asked you if you are the Christ, but you refuse to answer." Jesus says, "I did tell you, and you don't believe." They've heard him, but they haven't heard him. Jesus says, "You do not believe because you are not part of my flock. But my sheep," he says, "who are part of my flock, my sheep, they hear my voice." For Jesus, hearing is believing. Hearing is believing in the Gospel of John in particular. Because to hear Jesus truly is to believe his words. Just as seeing is believing in the Gospel of John. Because right before this, Jesus heals a man who was born blind. And at the end of the account, Jesus says to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he says, "Who is he that I might believe in him?" And he says, "It's the one standing in front of you," in other words, whom you can see, "who is speaking to you." And he falls down on his knees and he says, "Lord, I believe." Seeing is believing, and hearing is believing in the Gospel of John. Jesus says that his sheep, they hear his voice. They listen to him. That is, they believe him. And all four of the verbs that are used here in this section, that is, that his sheep hear him, that he knows his own, that they follow him, and that he gives them eternal life, those are all present tense verbs. In other words, they're happening right now. They are ongoing realities. They're not just something that happened in the past and now it's over. They're not something that is only going to happen in the future, but it hasn't happened yet. It's ongoing. He says, "My sheep are hearing my voice." Wherever Jesus is speaking, his sheep are hearing his voice. He says, "I know now. I am knowing. Right now, I know my sheep." He says, "They are following me. Currently, right now, they are following me." And he says, "I am giving them eternal life." Currently, right now, he says, "I am giving them eternal life." These are all ongoing realities for the sheep of the Good Shepherd. They are hearing. He does know. They are following, and he is giving them eternal life. These are the promises that Jesus gives us, that he is speaking words of life. Peter says, "Lord, where else would we go? You have the words of eternal life." Not only does he speak words of life, but his words are life. They are life for his sheep who are hearing them. They hear his voice. He says earlier in the chapter that he is leading them out. They know his voice. He is leading them in and out, and they find good pasture. So they are following him. He is giving them the good pasture of eternal life, which is his word and his body and blood. He feeds his sheep with eternal life. So his sheep receive from him what is good. And it's not just when we can see him. In fact, none of us here have ever seen Jesus the way that the disciples saw him, the way that people saw him, the people who were around him in the colonnade when it was winter and he was getting out of the bad weather. The people who saw him there saw him in one way that we have not yet seen him. And so, how is it that he can still give us these good gifts? Well, Paul teaches us how in what we heard from the book of Acts. Paul has gathered together the pastors of the churches in Ephesus, and he's giving them some instructions before he sends them back to their churches and he goes to Jerusalem. He says, it's the last time I'm going to see you. Here are the things I want you to know before I go. He says, pay careful attention to the flock of Jesus Christ, among whom the Holy Spirit has made you overseers or bishops, a church that was purchased with the blood of Christ. Pay careful attention to them. Watch over them. Make sure that they don't get eaten up by the wolves that are going to come in. But how are they going to do that? How are they going to watch over the flock? How are they going to keep them and preserve them? They are shepherds, but they are not the good shepherd. Well, they're certainly not going to do it with their own thoughts and their own opinions and their own words. They're going to do it the same way Paul did it for them. The same way Jesus gave those words to the apostles in the first place. Jesus' words are the words of life. Jesus' forgiveness is true forgiveness. Jesus' gifts are the true gifts that give eternal life. So even though Jesus isn't walking around on the earth after his ascension, not among the churches in Ephesus, not next to St. Paul, even though Jesus is not there visibly with them, he is there according to his words, and his flock is still listening, still hearing. His flock is still following him where he leads, which is through this life, through death, and into eternal resurrection life. That's where the sheep are, wherever the shepherd is. And then St. John gives us a vision of the fulfillment of these promises. Jesus says, right now I'm giving you eternal life. Right now I'm leading you. Right now I am knowing who are mine. And the fulfillment of it comes in St. John's revelation, when he sees the vision of the Lamb of God who was slain for the sins of the world. That Lamb is the shepherd. And that shepherd leads his people to streams of living water. Leads his people so that there is nothing in all creation that can harm them. So that every dangerous thing, every evil thing, every sinful thing will be done away with. And there will be no more tears in anyone's eyes, because all pain and suffering and affliction and sickness and death will be gone. This is our good shepherd. He gathers his own flock. He feeds and leads them. And it's only possible because our God has wakened from death, the shepherd of our sheep. Shepherd of his sheep. A dead shepherd can't keep his promises. A dead shepherd can't keep you in the midst of this world. A dead shepherd can't preserve you or raise you from the dead because he himself is dead. But our good shepherd has been raised from the dead. And nearly the very first thing that he does when he appears to his disciples, show them his hands and his feet, and says, I am risen from the dead. This is our God. Let us worship him. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. God has given everything into the hands of his Son, including you. And Jesus says, no one is able to take you out of my hands. Pierced hands, resurrected hands. He has gathered his flock. He holds us in his hands, and no one and nothing can take you from his hands. The Father's hands, which gave everything into Jesus' hands. He is risen from the dead, and therefore he will do what he said. Therefore he does keep his promises. Therefore he will preserve you. He will keep you. He will feed you. He will nourish you, even as he is doing right now, today. Ongoing reality. He speaks, and we hear. He leads, and we follow. He feeds, and we receive from him. We are the sheep of his flock. Nothing in all creation can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because God has wakened from death the shepherd of his sheep, our good shepherd, he will also certainly wake from sleep you and all of his flock. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.